All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. It's Dr. Varga. This episode will be reviewing Halloween 2, which is a 1981 American slasher film directed by Rick Rosenthal and his directorial debut. And it's written and produced by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. And it stars Damien Lee Curtis and Donald Pleasence, who reprise their roles as Laurie Strode and Dr. Samuel Loomis. It takes place immediately after the first Halloween movie. And this is one of the most amazing movies ever, especially the opening sequence. The opening sequence with the theme song playing and the pumpkin opening up to reveal a skull is like one of the greatest like opening scenes ever. It's probably the greatest opening scene in Halloween history, or movie history, horror movie history at least. But it's just great. And let me go into this one. On October 31st, 1978, Michael Myers is shot and falls off the balcony. And he's shot 6 times, by the way. In shelter to recover from his injuries, Michael steals a kitchen knife from the home of an elderly couple and kills a teenage girl living next door. Laurie Strode, who narrowly avoided being killed by Michael earlier in the night, is taken to Haddonfield Memorial Hospital, where Michael's psychiatrist, Dr. Samuel Loomis, continues pursuit of his patient. Accompanied by Sheriff Lee Brackett, Loomis mistakes teenager for Michael and named Ben Tramer, when Ben is hit by a squad car, which pins him into another vehicle that bursts into flames, killing him. Upon learning his daughter Annie was killed by Michael, Sheriff Brackett goes off duty to inform his wife, leaving Deputy Gary Hunt in charge to help Loomis, and while blaming Loomis for what happened. And at the hospital, paramedic Jimmy becomes attracted to Laurie. Michael discovers Laurie's location after hearing the local news broadcast from somebody's boombox, and he starts making his way to the hospital. Upon arriving at the hospital, he cuts the phone lines and disables all the cars. He wanders the halls in search of Laurie, killing security guards, doctors, and nurses that get in his way. Jimmy and Nurse Jill Franco search hospital for Laurie, who is trying to evade Michael after he's like periodically just taken on everybody else. Jimmy finds the corpse of head nurse Virginia Alves and slips in a pool of her blood on the floor, hitting his head and leaving himself unconscious. Although he wanders the hospital, she has a few dreams in which she recalls learning that she was adopted and had been with a preteen Michael. Meanwhile, Loomis informed that Michael had broken in a local elementary school. As he investigates, he discovers clues connecting Michael to Samhain and the occult, which might explain his apparent indestructibility. But his colleague, Marion Chambers, arrives to escort him back to Smith's Groves on the governor's orders under enforcement of a U.S. Marshal. Along the way, Marion tells Loomis that Laurie is Michael's sister. Laurie was put up for adoption after the death of Michael's parents, with the records sealed to protect the family. The realization is that Michael's after Laurie and being told that she was taken to the Haddonfield Memorial. Loomis forced Marshall to drive back to Haddonfield to keep him from killing his other sister. After killing Jill with a scalpel and lifting her up in the air in a pretty gruesome scene, Michael finds and pursues Laurie through the hospital. He frees the parking lot after a prolonged chase scene through the basement area and hides in Jimmy's car. Regaining consciousness, Jimmy exits the hospital and reunites with Laurie, but falls unconscious again in the car, causing the horn to go off. Due to his earlier head injury on this, and the steering wheel horn, he has to push Michael off after that happens. Very soon after this, Loomis, Marion, and the marshal reach the hospital just in time to save Laurie as Michael appears and chases her back inside. As Marion attempts to contact the police, Michael kills the marshal. After not listening to Loomis, that he was still breathing. Loomis and Laurie are chased by Michael in an operating theater. Michael stabs Loomis in the stomach, wounding him, but Laurie shoots Michael in the eyes, blinding him. Loomis and Laurie fill the room with ether and oxygen gas. Loomis orders Laurie to run and proceeds to cause an explosion with his lighter, blowing up the operating room with him and Michael inside, immolating them both in the fire. Michael, engulfed in flames, stumbles out of the room before finally falling down. The next morning, a traumatized Laurie is transferred to another hospital. Great stuff here. 2 thumbs way up. This is one of the greatest horror movies ever. Vicious, violent. The music's eerie as hell. The scenes are gruesome. Great stuff here. 2 thumbs way up. And I highly recommend watching Halloween 1 and Halloween 2 together in like one scene, because it makes one giant awesome movie. Peace, peace. Have a good one. Podcast, according to Sunday, myself, Sudadon, Rockstar Ryan, and producers Doji's. Peace, peace. Have a good one.